A blessed be the name of the Lord this morning. God bless you, family. We are so blessed to be here. Welcome to Ignite One Worship Center, Alpharetta, Georgia. Praise God. God is doing amazing things, and we are so excited to be able to share with you in the future, glory to God, what's happening behind the scenes. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for your love, your prayers, your giving, your commitment to interceding and partnering with us. I'm saying to you, glory to God, that we need you for this great work. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to give, amen, honor to whom honor is due. Glory to God, as we begin get into this word this morning. Thank God, amen, first and foremost for the Lord Jesus, our, amen, Savior, as we enter into this coming Holy Week and even, amen, this Easter season or this resurrection season as we would know it and even as we would declare it and say it. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we first give honor, amen, to Christ, the supreme, amen, and preeminent one in our lives if we are believers. Glory to God. And then, amen, we give honor, amen, to my partner, amen, my woman of God, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My helpmate, amen, and my better half, amen, to Prophetess Tracy. Glory to God for all that she does, amen, to make me look better than I am. Glory to God. Of course, we know that's with the help of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And then we give honor to, amen, our leaders. Amen. Amen. Bishop and Dr. Jesse and Helene Giddens. Glory to God. And the DEMA. Glory to God. Destiny International Ministerial Alliance family. Glory to God. And to, amen, our brothers and sisters all over, amen, the world. Thank God for you. Amen. We're praying for you, and we know that you're praying for us as well. Hallelujah. And we pray, amen, that as we have been in the past years, that we'll be able to see each other's faces, amen, sooner than later, and even hug each other's neck. Amen. We know, amen, that, hallelujah, God is in the midst of us. Hallelujah. So let's pray this morning, and let's get right into the word. Amen. I got somewhere to take you. Glory to God. And I'm going to drop you off. Glory to God. In the middle, amen, or the introduction of this, if you will, hors d'oeuvres, glory to God, into a fulfilling of an Easter meal. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father, thank you this morning. We are so blessed to be here. We are so honored, God, that you've chosen us. And we realize that we can do nothing without you. Hallelujah, Father, that it is in you we live, we move, and have our being. And God, we honor you in your glory. We reverence you in your rightful place. Hallelujah. And we lift you up, Shakana, as our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Thank you, glory to God, for illumining us. Thank you for letting the word of God be revealed by revelation and supernatural impartation as we would hear what your spirit has to say this morning. I pray, hallelujah, God, for those that would receive salvation, those that would receive illumination, and those would just receive, God, inspiration and direction according to the spirit of God this morning. Hallelujah. We sit in your presence and we honor you for who you are. Thank you, glory to God, that we are preparing and we are excited and we are ramping up, glory to God, to the greatest, hallelujah, moment in the history of our world. Thank you, Father, and we give you glory. Let the word of God have free course, and we, hallelujah, Father, will shout you out, glory to God, and show you, hallelujah, God, to those that are in need. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Would you give God a hand clap of praise right where you are? We know we can't praise if we don't put our mouth with it. Glory. Thank you. Hallelujah. Say something good about him, something great about him. Exalt. Amen. Lift him. Glory to God. And raise him because he deserves, amen, the glory that's due his name. Hallelujah. Amen. So listen, glory to God. Here it is. Amen. Let's go to the book of Hebrews, chapter number 2, and I'm going to read verses number 9 through 18 to you. And I think I'm reading, amen, the common English version of the scripture. Glory to God. 2, Hebrews 9 through 18. But we see him who for a little while was made lower than the angels, namely Jesus, crowned with glory and honor because of the suffering of death, so that by the grace of God, he might taste death for everyone. King James says, every man. For it was fitting that he, for whom and by whom all things exist, in bringing many sons to glory, should make the founder of their salvation perfect through suffering. For he who sanctifies and those who are sanctified all have one source. That is why he is not ashamed to call them brethren. Verse 12 saying, I will tell of your name to my brothers. In the midst of the congregation, I will sing your praise. Glory to God. Let me make sure you understand, he's not talking about singing your praise. He's talking about singing the praise of the one, amen, glory to God, that he is honoring, amen, in his position. And that's God. 13, and again, I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, I and the children of God has given me. 14, since therefore the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same thing through death, he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is the devil. 15, and deliver all those through fear of death were subject to lifelong slavery. Glory. 16, for surely it's not angels that he helps, but he helps the offspring of Abraham. 17 and 18, and we'll be finished. Therefore, he hath to be made like his brothers in every respect. He had to be made like his brothers in every respect so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God. Here it is, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. For because he himself has suffered when tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. Glory to God. Amen. This morning, family, let me, give you this theme and this thought, and we'll just see where we'll end up. Glory to God. I want to talk to you this morning about the destination of salvation. Put that in the chat, the destination of salvation. When we look at the book of Hebrews and we go back to chapter 1, it begins with the word God. It begins with the word God. And it talks about how God, it uses the terminology in various ways, amen, in sundry times in the King James, but it's really just in many different ways and at different many times. It talks about how God spoke, glory to God, in the past. And then it says that, glory to God, but now he was speaking in these last days, amen. He has spoken to us by his son. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. And so watch it now, because it's really about the fact that Jesus in his divinity was preeminent and superior to whoever, however, and whatever, amen, no matter the identity, glory to God, after he showed up on the scene. Hallelujah. And so when it says he's spoken to us in these last days by his sons, now you got to get this, because when we talk about the last days, and we are in the last days even now, and so when the book of Hebrews was written and they used this term last days, you got to know that they were not talking about chronos time, amen, in the sense of the last days of whatever was taking place. No, when we say last days, we're talking about the kairos time that's under the influence and the control of God. And we're talking about a time of fulfillment according to the will of God. Amen. Hallelujah. And so when we say, amen, that he's spoken to us, amen, by his son in these last days, we're talking about the fulfillment, glory to God, hallelujah, of what God has spoken about his son, amen, that's going to bring many sons to glory. Oh my, you got it. Amen. So the destination of salvation is where we at this morning. And what I love about this is that think of it like this, that in the natural, every destination is connected to an origin. Yeah, every destination is connected to an origin, meaning there is a beginning and there is an end. Hallelujah. Amen. We know that the word of God declares that Jesus said that I am the Alpha, yeah, and the Omega. Amen. I'm the first and the last. I am the beginning, yep, and the end. I am he which was, which is, and which is to come. Amen. According to Revelation. Glory to God. And so watch it now, because when we talk about the destination of salvation, we are not disconnecting, oh man, the origin or the beginning from the end. We are collaborating them together, amen, because that's how we get there. Here it is, please. The destination, amen, is connected to an origin. And so there's a beginning and the ending. Watch it, please. Even if you desire to go somewhere and don't know how you're going to get there. Even when you desire to go somewhere and don't know how you're going to get there, there's an origin connected to the destination that you desire to get to. Okay, so here it is. Somebody catch this real quick. Amen, because I'm getting excited already. Catch this real quick. Amen. So when you are lost, when you're lost, but you have a desire to go somewhere, watch it, please. You understand and you begin to pick up the details that you're given when you are going in the direction. You're lost. You desire to go somewhere, but don't know how to get there. But as you begin to have your desire fulfilled and you start to go in that direction, it's the details that'll give you the direction. It's the details that'll give you direction. But that is the origin. But if you know where you're going and you have a desire to go, it's not the details that give you the direction. It's flip. It's the direction now that will give you details. Did you get that? Did you get it? Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. It's the direction that gives you detail. You know you're getting closer to where you desire to go by the details you see as you go in the direction. But when you're lost, you just start to go according to the details you're given to get to the direction and go in the direction toward whatever it is that you desire, amen, to be, or the place you desire to go. So we see this. Watch the word of God now. Hallelujah. Amen. Verse number 9, but we see Jesus. We see him who for a little while was made lower than the angels, namely Jesus, crowned with glory and honor because of the suffering of death, so that by the grace of God, he might taste death for everyone. So when we talk about the destination of our salvation, the first thing you need to understand, amen, or the origin of this, watch it please, is that Jesus died so we could live. Yeah, glory to God. Jesus died so that we could live. He was crowned with glory and honor because he suffered death, so that by the grace of God, he tasted death for every man. Okay, here it is. Watch it now. If you were with a person in a restaurant and you knew something was nasty and bitter, just not according to what you like and what you want, you would be like, I don't want it. I don't want that. But Jesus, knowing, he tasted death, meaning he experienced death. Watch this. He experienced death, family, in this destination of our salvation. He experienced death on the cross so we could live life beyond the cross. Woo. Okay, come on. Come on, resurrection. Come on. Amen. He experienced death on the cross so that we could live a life beyond the cross. Hallelujah. John 10:10 says what? That Jesus said, "For the thief cometh not but to kill, to steal, and destroy, but I am come." My mission, my motivation, my mandate. Hey, I am come that you might have life and that more abundantly. My. We should not, watch this, we should not be believing and living in a less life when he gave life for us to have more life. Ooh, hallelujah. Here it is, John 11:25. Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life." Glory to God. "If any man would believe in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live." I love it. 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 Glory to God. He died so we could live. And it was the experience of his taste that brings us to triumph. Glory to God. He tasted it so we wouldn't have to. My glory to God. And it's almost like he was our cupbearer. Yeah, hallelujah. He was our cupbearer. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, amen. Because he did drink of the cup, remember? Amen. Yeah, he told the Father that if you could just take this cup, I won't have to go through this. But nevertheless, not as, I will, but thy will be done. So he had to taste it. He had to taste it. Glory to God. He had to experience so that we could live life beyond the cross. Yeah. Amen. Watch verse 10. "For it was fitting for him." Jesus died so we could live. That's the first thing, the first place we're going to go to in order to get to the destination from the origin. Jesus died so that we could live. And then it says, verse 10, "For it was fitting for him." It was fitting for him, from whom are all things, that through whom are all things, watch this, in bringing many sons to glory, to perfect the author of their salvation through suffering. Wow. Amen. So watch it, please. When it was fitting for him, the second thing I want you to understand is what was fitting for him was faith for us. Yeah. Glory to God. Watch this. What was fitting for him was faith for us. When the scripture says it was fitting, the indication is it's talking about what was necessary. What was necessary? It was a necessary thing. Watch this. It was not optional. It was optimal. It was the best outcome in the divine plan and will of God for that moment. It was the plan of God for Jesus to die, sacrifice, and give his life for us. Watch it. In order for us to be sanctified and live our lives for him. Glory to God. In him, Acts 17, 28. In him we live, we move, and what we have our being. The text says he perfected our salvation through what he suffered, bringing many sons to glory. So he brings us to glory by the greatness of his salvation. Amen. So watch it now. The destiny of salvation is glory. Glory is the destiny of our salvation. At the same time, family, while glory is the destiny of our salvation, glory was the depth of his suffering. I hope somebody getting excited about this. I know, amen, hallelujah, that when you begin to teach the gospel truth, amen, of the resurrection, amen, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, it's not that exciting unless you got the excited one inside of you. So the glory is the destination of our salvation, but then the glory was the depth of his suffering. Because we already read, amen, hallelujah, that the reason he can bring many sons to glory is because he is in the place of glory. How you gonna tell me to go somewhere and get somewhere and meet you somewhere and you don't know how to get there? You can't bring me where you're not. You can't lead me where you have not been. Shanda. Glory to God. Yeah, the glory was the depth of his suffering. In other words, Acts 4:12, neither is there salvation in any other. Glory. For there's no other name given under the heavens whereby men what must be saved. Yeah, glory to God. And then it goes on to say that at the name of Jesus, watch this, because he tasted death for everyone, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall, bow. And every tongue shall confess, amen, that Jesus is Lord. Yeah, glory to God. So watch it now. Here it is. So let me track you. The destination of our salvation, as we get from the origin to the destination, the first thing is Jesus died so we could live. The second thing is that what was fitting for him was faith for us. Hallelujah. Now, please get this, because faith never expires. Now faith is. It always is. It never was. It's never going to be. It's never going to be almost. Faith always is. That means that it is definite. Glory to God. And the moment and the momentum of faith never goes backwards, even if we do. Oh, my. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So please get it. So the third thing is this. He makes us holy, and he's not ashamed to be called our brother. Here it is, verse 11. For he who sanctifies and those who are sanctified all have one source. That is why he's not ashamed, get it please, to call them brethren. To call them brethren. And I love verse 12. Saying, I will tell of your name to my brothers. Mm-hmm. In the midst of the congregation, I will sing your praise. Remember, I said he's not talking about singing your praise personally. No, he's talking about singing his praise supernaturally. Glory to God. So watch it now. Did you get what I said? He said he's going to sing. He sings in the midst of us. He sings in the midst of the congregation. So here it is. Don't miss this. I pray some worship leader would get this revelation right here. He sings in the midst of the congregation. So watch it now. If that is true, that Jesus is saying that he sings in the midst of the congregation, then worship at its best is more than a practice set. Glory to God. Worship at its best is more than a practice set. Watch it. Worship at its best is more than premeditated songs, even though, glory to God, we got to come decent and in order, and that's needed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because practice make perfect. Glory to God. And consistency, glory to God, allows us, amen, to have more confidence. We got it. But watch it, please. Worship at its best and its highest elevation is more than a practice set. It's more than premeditated songs. Worship at its best is a flow from a postured spirit. Watch this. That sings with him. Not just about him. I pray this morning that every church, every worship leader, glory to God, every congregation, hallelujah, amen, that we begin to experience worship that will elevate us higher, glory to God, and worship that would engage us in the holy presence of a God, hallelujah, glory to God, that wants to change us and charge us, glory to God, and heal us and deliver us, glory to God, hallelujah, and glory, hey, and speak to us, yay, glory to God, and move in our behalf, glory to God, and show us his mighty works, hallelujah, show us, glory to God, the outcome of our faith and what he already finished, glory to God, hallelujah, God will blow your mind if you trust him, glory to God. Sometimes, family, we miss it, watch it, we miss it. We miss what God really want to do. Here it is. Watch this. Because we let a disappointment take our desire for what he appointed. Somebody going to get that later. Let me keep going. Here it is. He makes us holy because he's not ashamed to be called our brother. Wow. And he sings in the midst, he sings praises in the midst of the congregation. So as we worship and we come into his gates, Lord, with thanksgiving and his courts with praise, amen, our desire is we're singing what he's singing. Hallelujah. Oh, we can stay on that all day. Amen. But let me move. Watch it, please. So number four, the fourth thing in this destination of our salvation, as we go from the origin to the destination, is here it is. Watch this. He conquered death and destroyed the devil's power. Ooh, my God. My God. Verse 14. Watch it, please. Since, therefore, the children share in the flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same. Yep, you got it. You got it, John. We can go to John 1, amen, and we can talk about how that a part of the destination of our salvation, watch it please, was his humiliation, yep, and then his identification, watch it please, and then his incarnation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. He became, glory to God. Hallelujah. He became, the word became flesh. And what it tabernacled, it dwelt among us. And the scripture said that he is the light that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. And the demand or the declaration is that because he lights us, glory to God, we are to be lights in the world as well. Praise God. So here it is, please. It says that they share in the flesh and blood. He himself likewise partook of the same things, that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death. That is the devil. This is why, oh my, this is why, watch it, please. At the end of our life cycle, at the end of our life cycle, if we really look into this particular scripture with some clarity of mind and not a religious spirit, please get this. Every funeral should be a celebration. He might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is the devil. Glory to God. Hallelujah. A celebration of life. And so, and then we know that the saints of God, hallelujah, we are, our spirits are not in the hand of the devil at the end of our life. They're in the hand of the Father. Glory to God. And so we celebrate because he conquered death and destroyed the devil's power. And when he destroyed the devil's power, because he tasted death for everyone, then he gave us authority. Watch this, over Satan. Yeah, he gave us authority over sin. He gave us authority over self, and he satisfied. He satisfied, glory to God, the penalty that made us guilty. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then that locked out condemnation, amen, and brought us salvation. Woo, hallelujah. So here it is. Here it is. He conquered death and he destroyed the devil's power. Verse 15, and delivered all those who through fear of death were subject to lifelong slavery. He also released us from the bondage of fear. He released us from the bondage of fear. Amen. We know the word says that Jesus said, I didn't give you the spirit of fear. Yeah, amen. He has not given us the spirit of fear, but of what? Power, love, and of a sound mind. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So fear is a spirit that we must, thank you, Holy Ghost. See, I believe here's where we need to turn the corner a little bit as we deal with theological teachings and concepts. Fear is a spirit. And I believe that there have been moments in the kingdom where we've lost ground because we put so much emphasis, watch this please, on being delivered from fear, when the real emphasis should have been developing our faith. Because once faith is developed, glory to God, then we will come into a place that wherever fear comes from, whenever fear shows up, amen, that God did not, it didn't come from God. It came from demonic darkness or whatever it is. Amen. Even wherever it came from, amen, we don't receive it. We don't honor it. We don't walk in it. Amen. We don't believe it because our faith has been developed, glory to God, hallelujah, to overcome whatever fear will bring. Yeah, amen. Hallelujah. Wow. So he released us from the bondage of fear, family. Amen. And through fear, death that was subject to lifelong slavery. Well, yeah, amen. John, amen, 8, amen. He that the Son sets free, you got it, is free indeed. Glory to God. So there's a liberation, in the destination of our salvation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah, that's a liberation in the destiny of our salvation. Hallelujah. We are not to be bound. The word of God says, be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Yeah, be not entangled again. So if the word says be entangled again, that must mean, amen, that we were entangled before. Yeah, be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. We know Matthew's gospel, amen, 28, Jesus said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Yeah, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. You shall, yeah, amen. You're going to find some rest for your soul that's weary. So watch it, please. So we're released from this bondage and fear that comes along with the devil's power. Wow. Wow. that comes along with the devil's power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was talking to a pastor yesterday, and I was sharing with him how it amazes me how a person or people can know they're in a cycle and know they're stuck and know that their life is at a standstill and they can't get the gumption or the unction to do something different that will move them forward. That's because they're under a power and a control that's holding them hostage in their own mentality. Wow. At some point, you got to rise up in the spirit and tell the Pharaoh inside of you to let you go. Hallelujah. I've come for my people. That's what God told. Hallelujah. Okay, glory to God. Watch it now, because we're getting there. So here it is, verse 16. Surely it is not angels that he helps. That's the word of God. But he helps the offspring of Abraham. Wow. Glory to God. He helped the offspring of Abraham. We get from the origin to the destination. Sometimes it's the details that give you direction. And other times it's the direction that give you details. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. And all of it is the origin of it is obedience. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So watch it now. Again, Jesus died so we could live. Amen. And then what was fitting for him is faith for us. He makes us holy, and he's not ashamed to call us brethren. He conquered death and destroyed the devil's power. He released us from fear and bondage. Watch this now. It says he don't help the angels. He helped those that are of the offspring of Abraham. Here's number six for you. Watch it. Because we are Abraham's seed, glory to God, he meets our need, glory to God, through the destination of our salvation. He meets our need because we're Abraham's seed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, the scripture said we are heirs. Yeah, according to Abraham's righteousness and the righteousness of Christ. And when we become righteous, amen, we're heirs. We're joint heirs with Christ. Yeah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. He meets our need. Philippians. And God shall supply all your what? Need. Glory to God. So all our need, not needs, our need is in our needs is in the destination of our salvation. Ooh, glory to God. That's why the scripture said God had given all things unto him. He meets our need. Our need. He's given us, according to Ephesians, amen, 2. He's given us all things, amen, hallelujah, and we're made to sit in heavenly places. Yeah, we're made to sit in heavenly places. Glory to God to him. So all our need is met. Everything we need to be successful, everything we need to be spiritual, everything we need, glory to God, to be powerful, hallelujah, it is given in the destination of our salvation. Hallelujah. And that is the place that God wants to bring us. And when we become sons, it's a place of glory. Glory to God. But if we're not sons, hallelujah, then the path to glory, the enemy could make it seem like it's too gloomy. Hallelujah. And we give up. We turn around. We quit. Hallelujah. We won't commit. We won't go forward enough. We won't push through and press through. Remember, I told you, glory to God, that the press is in another realm. It's another realm to press through. You can be elevated, but a press is you got to push through another realm. Glory to God in the spirit of God. Wow, 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 wow. Hallelujah. He helps us. Watch it now. Therefore, he had made him to be like his brothers in every respect. so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest. King James said, in things pertaining to God. CEV says, in the service of God, to make propitiation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Long theological word just mean that he became our payment. He became our substitute. He became our satisfaction. Watch this, for the sin, glory to God, that we inherited at the origin from the wrong Adam. Or the Adam that fell, glory to God, hallelujah. And Romans said that he was the last Adam that, hallelujah, rectified the situation and made us right again, glory to God, with a God that desired to bring us to glory. Hallelujah. Yeah, amen. So he became a merciful and high priest in the service of God to make propitiation for sins of the people. As we celebrate this resurrection season, what we got to do is see Jesus. We got to see the power, amen, and the purpose, glory to God, of the resurrection that gives us potential, hallelujah, to live, glory to God, beyond the cross, because he tasted and experienced it for us. Within that family, there's not a pain you go through that he hadn't already been through. There's not a situation that come upon you that he don't have the power for you to get breakthrough. Hey, that's not a demonic, glory to God, opposition that come against you, that through this destination of your salvation, that you haven't been redeemed enough, glory to God, to live above and overcome. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Hey, Roko Masha, Ishatamashe, glory to God, hallelujah. Yep, glory to God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I feel God saying to you right now, amen, that watch it, please, that if you just trust me, glory to God, what I'm working in doesn't seem like it's working, but what I'm doing is I'm willing a testimony, glory to God, in your behalf. Hallelujah. Somebody grab that right there. Hallelujah. Because you got to overcome in an area and you need a testimony. The blood is applied already. Glory to God. But the testimony got to be accomplished. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Here it is. Here it is. Here it is. Here it is. Amen. To make propitiation of our sins of the people. Verse 18. For because he himself suffered when tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. Hallelujah. And we know we're talking about tests, trials, tribulation, struggle, stress, strain, opposition, glory to God, hallelujah, inability for submission, all of that. He's able to help. God is able, glory to God, hallelujah, to do exceedingly, abundantly above all, yeah, that we can ask or imagine according to the power that works in you. Wow. So here it is now. Here it is. Amen. He's a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God. That's how we get from the origin to, amen, to the destiny of salvation. God made him to be sin. First Corinthians 5:21, God made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Yeah, in him. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. He's a merciful, he's a faithful high priest in the service of God, on things pertaining to God, in the service of God. So watch it now. And then 18, read that so we can get out the way. He's able, watch this, to help us get through whatever we go through, because he's already been through for you. Somebody grab that right there. Put it on your refrigerator. Post it on your wall. Glory to God. Encourage someone else with it. He helps us to get through whatever we go through because he's already been through for you. Woo! Glory to God. Watch it now. If he's already been through for you, a matter of your breakthrough is through him. Oh my God. He's already been through for you. A matter of your breakthrough is through him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Glory to God. See, watch it. Somebody been trying to break out and it's been too hard because they're not understanding. You can't break out until you break through. Glory to God. Watch it now. He's the apostle and the high priest of our confession, Hebrews says. Watch it now. That really means he is our sent one family that represents us before the Father, and then he reveals the Father to us. Glory to God. In stages of life, hallelujah, as we live what he experienced in our quest, glory to God, in this destination of our salvation, the end of that is glory. Yeah, hallelujah. The scripture said, amen, that if we just hold on to the end, I'm paraphrasing, hold on to the end, glory to God, Lord, we will see the glory of God. Matter of fact, amen, hallelujah. My Bible tells me, amen, that he's even coming back with 10,000 of his saints. Glory to God. So he's the one sent to represent us before the Father, and then in his representation of us, amen, in the Father's presence, he come back and reveal the Father to us. Ooh, yeah, amen. But we see Jesus. Hey, hallelujah. In the destination of our salvation, we must see Jesus. The Bible says, Hebrews chapter number 12, amen, verse 9, consider him, verse number 3, consider him, glory to God. And it talks about, amen, how that he, amen, glory to God, was crucified and took all of that. Amen. I don't know if I'm a preacher, but this is a good message for you, preacher. Amen. You can take it and run with it. Watch this. Glory to God. And the title of it would be called, amen, Crucified But Still Alive. Hey, Shakabah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. But we see Jesus. We must see him as we approach this resurrection season. We must see him in his sovereignty. The Bible said in Hebrews, he's better than the angels. He was better than Moses. Glory to God. Because of his supremacy and his preeminent, glory to God, status. Amen. Glory to God. In his exalted place. Glory to God. We see him in his sovereignty as we experience this resurrection season. We must see him. Glory to God. Watch it, please. In his suffering. Yeah, the suffering of his temptation and the suffering of his persecution and the suffering even of his rejection. We've got to see what he done for us. See who he is. Amen. To us. See him in his sovereignty. See him in his suffering. Family, see him in his substitution. He took our place. Remember, glory to God. Matthew's gospel. Amen. In the gospel, Jesus said that I go to prepare a place for you. He took, glory to God, our place. He became, glory to God, hallelujah, our sacrifice. He became, in this word is atonement, at one meant, bring us back into one with God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. The Bible talks, theology talks about how that his death was vicarious. It was vicarious. Amen. Meaning you get this word vicarious from this Hebrew word vicar or Greek word vicar. And what it really means, amen, is that it's to substitute or take the place of another. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And because he was our vicar, what he did, amen, for us through his sovereignty, through his suffering, through his substitution, he made us victors. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We are never to be victims. Yeah, he died for that. He experienced that when he tasted death. He tasted death for everyone. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And it must have tasted good because he received it. Yeah. Amen. It wasn't, watch this. It was painful for him, but powerful for us. Powerful for us. Mm, glory to God. Hallelujah. It was excruciating for him. Glory to God. But it was, amen. It was energy for us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. The Bible said that, and God has highly exalted him and given him a name above every name. Why? Because he tasted death for everyone. Wow. Amen. But we see Jesus. There, verse 9. But we see Jesus in his sovereignty. We see him in his suffering. We see him in his substitution. Glory to God. We see him in his satisfaction. We see him in his saving grace. Titus 2:11, for by the grace of God, watch this, that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men. Wow. Amen. It's grace, family. It's grace. It's this destination of our salvation is grace. It's not rituals. Hallelujah. It's not rites. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They can't cleanse no one. We already know the Bible said that, glory to God, that the blood of bulls and goats, and amen, it had no power to do it. Glory to God. It's not rules. It's not regulations. Glory to God. They cannot correct the sinful nature that we inherited, glory to God, through the fall of the first Adam, glory to God, but then it got corrected through the favor of the last Adam when God called him, glory to God. That's why, amen, the scripture says to us in Romans 8, there is now therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. Why? Because he conquered. Glory to God. He conquered everything that had to do with sin that would take us, glory to God, away from glory. But now we got to receive it. We see him in his grace, and we see him in his glory. Hallelujah. As the sons and daughters of God. That's what this destination of salvation is all about. It points to where we are in this season of life. Woo, time, watch it now. Time has sprung forward. The weather is changing. Yeshaka, the season is changing. Time has sprung forward. Glory to God. And because time has sprung forward, hallelujah. Watch it. Thank you, Holy Ghost. We lost an hour. Woo, but we gained more day. Wow. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And in this resurrection season, glory to God, we got to validate the fact that Jesus, through scripture, not only he said that, John 14:6, I am, amen, the way, the truth, and the life. Hallelujah. He taught that to such a degree that it validates the origin, the beginning of our salvation and the ending of our salvation. The destiny of our salvation is becoming sons that he can bring to glory. Come on, give God a praise right there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. We honor you and we glorify you. Hallelujah today. Hallelujah. I pray that somebody would receive you knowing that you've tasted death for every man, for them. And God, that we don't have to live beneath our privilege. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That you experienced the cross. Hallelujah. Death on it so that we could live beyond it, live life beyond it. And you came. Hallelujah. As the Son of God, that was the perfect sacrifice. Hallelujah. With sufficiency and satisfaction. Glory to God. Hallelujah. To snatch us out of the grip of an enemy that's illegal. Hallelujah. And operates in ignorance and darkness so that we could be, hallelujah, sons and daughters of God. Help us see you in your sovereignty. Help us see you in your satisfaction. Help us see you in your sanctification. Help us see you, glory to God, in your substitution as we celebrate this resurrection season. Hallelujah. I pray, glory to God, that this word has been a blessing to you. And if you, hallelujah, want to receive Jesus, just say these words. Glory to God. I receive you now into my heart, Lord. Glory to God. And I repent of my sin. I believe that Jesus is your Son. You raised him from the dead. And now, as a result of my confession, all things are passed away and I become new in you, in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Listen, let's take a moment right here. Amen. Glory to God, to sow a seed, give God his due offering. Amen. Return your tithes. Praise God. Amen. And as you get those, we'll pray over that. I'll give you a few moments to get that together. The ways to give on the screen are flowing at the bottom of this. And then once you get that, we'll pray over that. Amen. And we will, amen, see you, glory to God, on next week. Thank you. Keep praying for us. Hallelujah. Miracles, signs, and wonders are happening. And favor, uncommon favor, and open doors, glory to God, are taking place. And we are excited about it. Get that in your hand. Amen. Get it in your Cash App. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If we was in the house of God, amen, we would lift it up in our right hand because we don't give God what's left. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for your gift. Thank you for your offering. Thank you for your giving. Thank you for the givers. Thank you for the contributors. I pray, hallelujah, Father, that we would trust you in this season of change, in this season of forwardness and momentum, that you thrust us forward in the truth of the living God. And we will see, hallelujah, the outcome of your hand for our trust in your word and in your will. We pray that the offering is given for the edification of your people and the building of your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. As we close, listen, ignite one, invite one, and inspire one. We'll see you next week. Be blessed of the Lord.